the Ad Council.
Work everything up.
What are you doing?
7 after the hour. What am I doing?
A little cleaning.
I'm interested, actually, in a couple of things as people continue to be either enamored or engaged or entrapped or involved in this WikiLeaks thing back and forth. The Air Force is cutting off access to WikiLeaks. How does that happen, by the way? Clay Kohut, who's our director of social media and the website, gooddayshow.com. How can the Air Force cut off access to WikiLeaks? I don't understand what that means.
Are they cutting it off to members of the Air Force or
yes.
to everybody?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, they probably, all their computers are hooked up to just a virtual private network that they just have access to and they can block websites from. It's like schools. Schools block websites that are like game websites and stuff.
So what's the point? Why? You just go to some other website. Why would you block it?
When I was, and there's ways around it, too. When I was in ninth grade, I found a way around the school, the one we had in our school, and I was playing games during my tennis class because it was raining outside.
Yeah.
And I was using a cheerleader's username as well. But I got in trouble for hacking.
There's so many things weird with that statement.
Yeah. Weird, period. There are other things going on in the world today. Once in a while, I don't do this every day, I sort of, not sit back, but I look around and think about what it seems to be the bill of fare or the course of action that other people are taking with their radio programs and television programs, like this Florida school where the gunman went in on Monday, shot everything up. What is gained by having a conversation about that? What do you say?
Nothing.
There's
incredible
nothing to say.
Right.
No. Okay. So we go on to BP being sued by the federal government. And people say, oh, that's good news. Oh, is it good news? I suppose you could take that as good news. The government is going to sue BP and others that are involved in the Gulf oil spill. The exact amount, though, isn't clear. You knew that was going to happen, though, right? Sooner or later? Because the American taxpayer spent billions of dollars to clean up the mess. And my bet is that this new fellow who's running BP, smart enough to figure out how to make it all work, that is, how to settle this out of court. I'm guessing that would be the case. But looking around at the sameness, and there is a modicum of understanding, because people, I don't know. After all the years that I've been doing radio like this, I wonder sometimes whether the sheep drive the herder or the herder drives the sheep. And in that sense, I always have a farm analogy for everything. Who's driving the conversation? Who decides that I didn't decide that the gunman was going to go into the school board and shoot it up. I didn't decide about Julian Assange. Admittedly, the Assange story at first appealed to me because I like to have full and open discussions of what's going on. I think we ought to know. I've still not been convinced that anybody's been hurt in this round. 1,300 Somalians died because of what he did in July. So those who say, oh, it's only 1,300 and there were Somalians, who cares? That's a little on the far edge of things. But generally speaking, we've learned more and have been helped by what Assange has done than hurt. I think that's the point. And that's been my tact, my approach with the discussion of this. So we go on, all these people who want to get Assange, that'll go on and on and on, because that's just human nature. What'd you start to say, Roberta?
That was me, actually.
Oh, well, you sound so much like Roberta. What did you start to say, Clay?
Who was that guy that originally linked the documents, the kid?
That's what I'm trying. I'm reading
right now. Byron Walker or something like
Bradley
that?
Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning,
yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, his detention has been extremely close to torture, even, I was reading yesterday.
He's not been charged or anything? He's in jail? Why doesn't he have a lawyer, and why isn't he out of jail?
Well, because he's in military prison in Kuwait.
Oh. Perfect.
And he's at the highest status. He is 23 hours a day to himself. No sheets on his bed. No pillow on his bed.
Because he did something that the government doesn't like.
Yeah, they're trying to scare other people.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're compliance.
Let me ask
the
you.
The reason he did it is because it was there to do. If they hadn't made it so easy for him to get it, who's the bad guy here?
Let me ask you something.
Yes, Rich.
Would you say I have critical information for the Doug Stephan or for Stephan Multimedia?
Yeah.
And that I could do damage to Stephan Multimedia if I were to leak any of that information to other companies that would like to have your advertisers, your stations, whatever it is. And if I leaked any of that information to any of those people, would you fire me?
Guido would be down to see you.
There you go.
Guido.
Yeah.
Guido.
All right. So the other thing that people seem to be talking about today is this woman who faked a rape attack. Now, I don't know what's uplifting about this, but it's interesting that it is all of a sudden everywhere. Everywhere. People are talking about this woman. And it isn't the first, like, this is the first time this ever happened. Is it the way that she went about building her case?
Well,
why is it?
It's also the fact that she is the weather woman on Good Morning America.
Yeah. I guess that Heidi Jones is her name, right?
Yeah, she's the fill-in weather woman on Good Morning America.
And did they talk about this on Good Morning America, or is it just the Today Show and the CBS Morning Show?
I saw it on, I think it was the Today Show and Good Morning America.
If you were running, if you were the producer of the Good Morning America show, would you want to have this story?
Yep, I set up an exclusive interview.
Yeah.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. So what's the point of view that they're taking with this, though?
I looked up at the Good Morning America, and I saw them talking about this weather woman. Mm-hmm. Didn't even really think about the story. Then switched over to the Today Show, which I usually have on, and I see the same weather woman on it. So I'm like, oh, what's this? Yeah. So I investigated a little further, and lo and behold, she has faked a rape attack report in Central Park in New York. So I looked it up, and the Examiner has a story. Her name's Heidi Jones, 37. And
same age as Monica Lewinsky. Wow.
Same age as Monica Lewinsky. She reported a rape attack, and the police started investigating her, and including they were looking at footage from security cameras in the park and started to find holes in her story. And when they asked her about it, she admitted that she did it because she was having issues and wanted some sympathy.
Okay.
Don't you think what you put out in the universe you don't want to get back? I never lie about people's illnesses or being sick because I feel like it can
come
back
to you.
Or being
raped. My God.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oops. Yeah, something really loose there.
So it's a Class A misdemeanor, and she could end up in jail for a year.
Yeah, and then she'll be doing the weather forecasting in Daytona Beach or probably maybe working in a bar at Daytona Beach.
It's ironic that she made up a rape charge because the government has likely made up the rape charge that Julian Assange has against him.
That's a thought. Yeah.
Thanks, Clay.
Bring you back around. That's what I like, Clay. Good job. Yeah. Clay Cohen will have some of the information about what's going on, the website, what our polls are coming up in a few minutes. We're going to meet a doctor at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Ken and I will talk to this gentleman who's been working on a new cure for, I think it's leukemia.
Is it Richie? What is it?
I think it's a new leukemia a drug. Yeah, a new leukemia drug. So that's, by the way, the most common cancer. And the most, apparently, it's if there's any hope, if there's any good side of any cancer story, apparently leukemia has now become much more easily treated than it used to be. And it's not an automatic death sentence like Aretha Franklin's got pancreatic cancer, right?
Right.
Yeah, end of the line.
Yeah, that's not good.
Curtains. Some of them are just you get it and you're done. Others you can combat it, and this is what that's about. So we'll have that in a matter of moments for you. Doug Stephan's Good Day is 15 past the hour.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And all die-hard battery chargers and portable power are on sale. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, so, Jennifer, you'll be happy to know that Denise Richards is now dating Nikki Sixx.
Oh.
Really?
From
what?
Motley Crue.
Yeah, what is up?
N-I-K-K-I-S-I-X-X. She likes the dirty bad boys, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she does. And he is hot for a dirty bad boy, but I just don't know if it's going to be long-term
really?
Material.
Yeah. You know how really ag is funny? You wonder whether I said this before, whether the horse, what comes first? The chicken or the egg or the horse or the cart or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor is speculating that Scarlett Johansson had been finished with Ryan Reynolds, started a couple of months ago.
They did. The tabloids were all over.
And they
that.
Said, no, no, we have a wonderful marriage.
And, I just don't know why they don't say yes.
Yeah, why don't you just exactly step up to the plate?
Right.
We're leaving each other. Adios, muchachos.
Because they know.
What? What's the big deal? Hmm. So you want to get on with your life? Get on with your life. What's the? I don't,
they were a pretty couple, but I'm glad they're broken
pretty,
up.
Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Yeah.
What does that do for you? She was too young to be married. She's 26 years old. She was married. She was 24. The way she gets around in Hollywood, there are temptations every day, every hour. So
that's the thing. They travel
why be married?
So much away
it's
from each
foolish.
Other. So.
It's foolishness. Sandra Bullock has been named People's Woman of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Won the Oscar this year.
Yep.
Got the baby this year.
Yep.
Got year. Rid of that cheating bastard of a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too harsh? Was that too harsh?
No,
well,
about
it's
right.
Not. It's not. It may have been too harsh to say on
yeah.
our family-friendly show. But
I know. Okay. No good SOB.
Yeah, there you go.
That better?
Remind me, what's an SOB?
Yeah.
That dirty bird.
Right. SOB is a son of a bum.
That's right.
Got
that's
it. Right?
Right.
Hulk Hogan's wedding turned into a brawl last...
Did you hear about that?
Welcome, fight fans, to the Hulkster's wedding.
So appropriate, though.
Yeah.
I mean, how perfect.
The brawl broke out while a couple was exchanging vows. Hulk's bodyguards confronted a photographer who was trying to snap photos, and that resulted in the fist that started, and then the police showed up. And anyway, the paparazzi were 200 feet away. They must have gotten paid... though, Hulkster and his new girlfriend,
yeah.
right?
To get married on the beach?
Right.
So that there could be pictures taken?
Whatever. Well, and they also got paid to have a fight so that he
yeah,
get
right.
more attention.
That's what I'm thinking.
You
this
think?
Is a double... Of course.
Yeah,
oh, come on.
Throw up, wouldn't you, Jennifer?
Nah.
But, Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Christmas time on Good Day 23 and change past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. You heard the story of four of Santa's elves. They got sick just before the important night.
Bad
trainee
thing.
Elves did not produce toys as fast as the regular ones, and Santa was really feeling the pre-Christmas pressure. Mrs. Claus told Santa her mother was coming to visit, which stressed Santa out even more. When he went to harness the reindeer, he found that three of them were about to give birth. Two others had jumped the fence. Heaven knows where they were. Then, when he began to load the sleigh, one of the floorboards cracked. The toys fell to the ground.
Oh, no.
Toys are scattered all over the place. Santa got really frustrated. Went into the house for a cup of apple cider and a shot of rum. He went to the cupboard, discovered the elves had finished off the cider and hidden the rum. In his frustration, he dropped the cider jug and it broke all over the place. Ooh. Hundreds of small pieces of glass all over the kitchen.
Poor Santa.
Went to get the broom, found the mice had eaten all the straw at the end of the broom. Just then the doorbell rang, and Santa marches over to the door, yanks it open, and there is this wonderful angel with a great big Christmas tree. The angel said cheerfully, "Merry Christmas, Santa. Isn't this lovely? Aren't we having a great day? I have a beautiful tree for you. Where would you like me to stick it?"
And that's how the angel wound up on top of the tree.
Exactly. Very good, Roberta.
Good, Roberta, you got the story.
She's yeah, so smart.
There are a couple of stories this year about bad Santas getting drunk. There's one guy in, I think it was either an M state, Missouri, Michigan, or Not Massachusetts. May have been
one
Montana.
Of Santa's helpers at the mall.
Maryland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got drunk and robbed the bank at the mall. You must have seen the same story, Richie, right?
That's like Bad Santa the movie.
We had
is that what happened in the movie?
Yeah, he would rob places, and he was a terrible Santa that drank and did bad things in dressing rooms.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. So their life imitates the movies or vice versa.
Well, we had hundreds of drunk Santas here in New York last Saturday for SantaCon.
Great.
That's where hundreds of people dress up as Santa and go bar hopping all day. So all over Manhattan were all these people dressed as Santa, and they were all drunk.
That's great.
They do it every year.
Lovely. Speaking of holidays and what we do every year, our poll today, do you tip extra during the holidays? A, yes, I love spreading Christmas cheer with Christmas cash. B, yes, but only because I feel obligated. C, no, I can't afford to tip any extra. D, no, they don't deserve it.
No.
And E, I never tip. Yesterday's poll is the government
never tip.
Overreaching with the new child nutrition bill. 49% of you said, how about we focus on education instead of more government mandates? Yes! 35% of you said, yes, the nanny state wins again. 11% of you said, no, it's about time we had healthy nutrition, and the school lunch menu is the place to begin. And 4% of you said, I like Twinkies, and so do my children. How dare the government take them away.
I like fried Twinkies.
Now, we're going to save the video of the day for about 47 past the hour, Richie, okay? Clay, you got about 17 seconds for your social media headline of the day.
All right, Google has launched a new charitable project with their browser, Google Chrome. And apparently, so you can install Google Chrome and then install an extension called Chrome for a Cause. And between December 15th and December 19th, every window you open will support a good cause. For example, 230 windows opened would give 9 vaccinations to children in third world countries.
How would you like to be chromed for a day? 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're a wine lover but your travel partner isn't, you don't have to split up when it's time to visit the wineries. Now, more and more wineries are offering additional activities beyond just tastings. An obvious choice is to find a place that hosts winemaker dinners and pairings. In Sausalito, California, Bacchus and Venus tasting rooms showcase a collection of wine country-inspired art. Remember that where there are grapes, there's likely to be other types of agriculture to explore. In Verde Valley, Arizona, San Dominique Winery is known for both wine and garlic. In fact, they sell 65 garlic-related products along with wine. While you may not associate Florida with wine, a place called Chablis Redlands Winery near the Everglades is known for its fruit wines, as well as hosting live music events almost every Friday night. And when summer rolls around, expect to see even more outdoor concerts among the vines at venues like Chateau Saint-Michel in Woodinville, Washington. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot and Bellawood's solid pre-finished hardwood with a 50-year warranty starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or
visit America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean clean your septic system.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Ash Doug.
Step in Good Day program. As most of you know, in our discussions about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, we spend a good deal of time focusing on your health and well-being, medical information, the food that's good for you, all kinds of things that are aimed at making your life better. And so when Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, we really get focused on what the particular studies are, the what he likes to call evidence-based medicine, which he uses in support of what he does in his clinic in Florida. He's our medical expert, so I've invited him to join us as we bring in Dr. Harry Erba, who is a PhD and an MD. We're focused on a new drug, or actually a couple of different drugs. The problem is leukemia. Dr. Erba has a degree from Stanford University. Didn't you go, Ken, to Stanford as well?
No, I did not.
I thought you did for some reason.
University of California, San Francisco is as close as I got for cardiology training.
Well, it's close enough. Anyway, arm's length. Anyway, Dr. Erba specializes in hematology and oncology and leukemia. I guess the place to start here, Dr. Erba, is what you have from your training been treating leukemia patients. And maybe we address what I said a few minutes ago. You may or may not have heard me. If you were listening in, I was talking about leukemia and how much more hope there is these days for leukemia than there are other forms of cancer. Ken, would you agree with that statement, by the way?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where did you start, Dr. Erba, in treating leukemia, and where is the treatment going these days?
Well, thanks for inviting me this morning, and that's a really excellent question, because I think in leukemia clinical research, we can really see the progress that has been made, and we hope to make in all of cancer medicine. When I started my training back in the early 1990s, let's talk about a specific leukemia, chronic myeloid leukemia. Only 5,000 cases will be diagnosed in the United States this year, but we've made incredible inroads into the treatment of this disease. When I first started my practice, the only curative option for patients with chronic myeloid leukemia was an allogeneic bone marrow transplant, which means getting a bone marrow transplant from another person with very intensive chemotherapy. There's a lot of risks associated with that. if a person was not eligible for a transplant because they were too old or infirm or didn't have a donor, then the only other therapy was a medication that was injected daily called interferon, which had a lot of really serious side effects and only put a minority of patients into a remission. But it extended the lives of people by a few years. This has all changed in the last decade for CML. We have learned during the past decades that CML, this cancer, is due to a single mutation or genetic change in the bone marrow cells called BCR-ABL, or BCR-ABL for short. And what has changed is we now have medicines that you could take by mouth that turn off this mutated or overactive BCR-ABL. And these drugs have put the disease into incredibly deep remissions and have extended the lives of people with this disease.
So what did you, before, when it was first discovered, the traditional even for leukemia, what was, I'm trying to remember some of the stories that I remember as a child. I knew someone in school who had leukemia and they lost their hair and stuff, and I guess we didn't talk about it much, but most everybody figured that was because they were getting irradiated.
Right. So, again, there are many different types of leukemia, but in general, the treatment of the leukemias has involved giving chemotherapy drugs that kill the dividing or rapidly growing cancer cells, but unfortunately also kill normal cells and led to the problems with hair loss and mouth sores and throwing up because the GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract, is affected. And so that was the therapy. Even with bone marrow transplant, in order to do a bone marrow transplant, people had to receive very high doses of chemotherapy and radiation that led to all of those side effects. For this disease, chronic myeloid leukemia, we don't do that anymore. We use these other targeted medications.
Are they available? Are they easy to get? Are they expensive? You know, the health care bill is raising hell with most people, the average person, worrying about whether he or she's going to be able to get this. So it's all well and good to have some new treatment. But if it's, a lot of the drugs that come out today are extraordinarily expensive and insurance companies won't cover, or they want you to go get a generic or whatever. So that has to be part of the problem that we address here, isn't it?
It absolutely has to be. As a nation, we have to address this problem. It costs a lot of money to do this medical research from the laboratory all the way through to proving that drugs are safe and effective. Incredibly expensive proposition for drug discovery and development in the United States today. And so there are incredible costs. So, for example, let me say that the pills that we're talking about, Gleevec, that was initially approved by the FDA in 2001 for chronic myeloid leukemia, and now two new pills, Sprycel and Tasigna, which are now approved by the FDA for the initial treatment of these patients based on these phase 3 studies that your physician that co-hosts the show with you is interested in, the evidence. These medications are incredibly effective, and every person with this disease has to have access to them, but they cost about $4,000 to $5,000 a month.
Right.
Right. And so obviously no one can afford to buy these medications. Now, with the FDA approving these drugs for first-line therapy, insurance companies do have to provide them, but there are these donut holes or problems with, you know, copays. I will tell you that the drug companies are very aware of the cost of these medications and work very closely with physicians and patients to figure out some way of providing these drugs to every single patient. So in my practice, I have never known a single patient, regardless of their socioeconomic status, who could not get one of these medications.
You're talking about the Gleevec and the Cigna, but in general, Ken, you want to weigh in on this, the availability of drugs that are expensive and how, in this case, this is a great example where I guess what I'm hearing, Dr. Erba, I don't want to put words in your mouth, is that whoever it is that's responsible for making this stuff is working with people who need it. That doesn't mean that it costs, if you can afford it, you'll pay more. If you can't afford it, you pay what you can pay. Is that what we're hearing here?
That's basically right. They figure out what you can afford to pay in terms of your copayment. But they also have the drug companies understand these are rare leukemias. These are expensive drugs. And if a person just cannot afford it, They have actually programs that will provide the drug for...
Ken, how often do you run across stuff like this?
I do run across stuff like this, Doug, and it's hematologists, oncologists, outstanding like Dr. Erba, who helped me with my patients get the help they need, and with the evidence that he accumulates forces the insurers to help us get the treatment that they need. And I just may mention, Dr. Erba, the Philadelphia chromosome. I had the blessing of being taught pathology by Dr. Peter Noel at the University of Pennsylvania. It's just great work that you're doing here.
Amazing. The name he just dropped was the man who in 1960 with Hungerford described this genetic event, first described this genetic event that leads to chronic myeloid leukemia and has led to the breakthrough 50 years later in the medications we now have.
All right. So then where does this go from both of your perspectives? The average person who's listening to this, who has, we know, every family is affected by somebody with cancer. Unfortunately, more and more leukemia is developing. Fortunately, it's treatable, but yet you have all of these things that aren't level on the playing field. So, what's the message we're carrying away from this conversation?
Okay, that's really the crux of the matter. There are a couple of issues. One is we are really trying to get away from the sledgehammer approach that we have taken in the past to the treatment of cancer, where we gave drugs that affected the cancer cells but also normal cells and, unfortunately, many times did not lead to the cures that our patients and all of us are looking for. What's happening in oncology and cancer medicine is that we are learning about the genetic changes that lead to various cancers. What many people don't understand is cancer is not one disease. And when a person has breast cancer or lung cancer, that person's, the genetic changes that led to that person's cancer may be different from another person with the same kind of cancer. So basically, what CML and Gleevec and Tasigna and Spriceful have taught us is that if we identify these genetic changes, we may be able to make drugs that turn off or compensate for these genetic changes and can put the disease in remission. And there are already examples of that. So let me just give you one example of a very common tumor, lung cancer. Just this year, we learned that some people with lung cancer have an overactive gene called ALK. A drug company has made a medication that turns off that overactive gene, and lo and behold, people have achieved remission. This was published in the New England Journal of Medicine.
And how many people are dying of lung cancer? We hear the stories all the time. People who don't even smoke are getting it, and it usually is a death sentence. So you're saying now, so all of my criticism...
For a minority.
I'm pretty critical of the drug companies. Ken will be happy to tell you that I'm not a big fan of the big pharmaceutical industry because... it's not important why. I just think that in this circumstance, if we highlight something that's good, there's always good with the bad, and it never pays for everything to come down with a half-empty glass. So in this circumstance, whoever the companies are that are making this stuff, making it available to people of all, let's say, monetary persuasions, then that's good. There must be a website to go to. I don't see it in my information. Where is there a website to go to? We get more information on this, Dr. Erba.
So for your listeners to learn more about the treatment of leukemia, they can go to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, which is lls.org, or the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, nccn.org.
lls.org. All right. Good information. Thank you. Nice to have met you here on the program. Dr. Harry Erba here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes back in a minute with a couple of the important things from his research today, including some good news for those suffering from heart disease, coming right up on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
You know, I was reading, looking at something, and I knew that Ken wouldn't disappoint me. So as Dr. Ken Kronhaus said again, Doug, how about take two? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The study from the CDC about food poisoning, you know that's a plant story, right? You're aware
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a plant because the Senate 510 still hasn't passed. The CDC is still trying to push to see if they can't get it done in the last gasp because they know they're going to have to start all over again next session, and it looks like it isn't going to get acted on, but I get a kick out of yet another one of these stories, these old, tired, hackneyed stories, get re-released like there was something new here.
Exactly. This is a plant. Even Rush was saying it's the bill's not constitutional yesterday, whether you believe it or not.
Like Senate 510?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Each year in the United States, 48 million people, or one in every six Americans, are sickened by the food they eat. Of those who get sick, about 128,000 are hospitalized, 3,000 die annually, and many of the deaths are due to salmonella. But this is old news.
This is what makes me sick is seeing these clowns pull the same trick over and over again, thinking they're going to get somewhere, and sometimes it works. All right, the good news for those suffering from heart disease.
Exactly. American Heart Association this morning, deaths from heart disease fell 28%, Doug, between 1997 and 2007, and deaths from stroke fell 45% in the same period.
Warning for women and, I guess, maybe more depressed women than regular women who aren't depressed.
Well, this is good news. More link between brain and body. Journal of Clinical Oncology, a diagnosis of breast cancer will inevitably sink a woman's mood, but those who are able to beat the initial depression appear to survive longer. I've seen this also with heart disease.
All right. So that's the story. You can download the Daily Dose. The podcasts are available. Go to the listen box at gooddayshow.com, and you can get Dr. Ken's information. Thanks for the extra duty here today. Our video of the day at DougStephan.com is a video done by a couple of Europeans, the state of the European Union and who's paying for what. This is fascinating. It's a very simple video. The audio is great, but to get the nuance, you got to watch the video. But here's the audio from the video.
Your name is Roger, yes?
Roger.
Ah, that's your name.
Roger.
Good. And what do you do, Roger?
I'm a financial consultant.
Consultant, eh?
Roger.
Yeah,
yes.
Terrific. And Roger, how's business at the moment?
Not bad, thank you. Been a bit quiet lately.
How do you mean lately?
Since the war, been a bit quiet.
Fair enough. Okay, Roger, your special subject tonight is the economies of the European Community. Mm. Your time starts now. Best of luck.
Thank you.
How much does Greece owe, Roger?
So British.
$367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct. How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Mainly France, Britain and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct. Why?
Because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies that can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to have to bail them out.
Correct. Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was, how can broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay it back?
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. How much money does Spain owe to Italy?
$41 billion, but where are they going to get it?
Correct. What does Italy owe to Spain?
$27 billion, but they haven't got it. They're broke.
Correct. How can they pay each other if neither of them has any money?
They're going to get a bailout, aren't they?
Correct. And where's the money coming from for the bailout?
That's what I'm asking you.
Correct. Why are people selling the European currency and buying the US dollar?
Because the US economy is so much stronger than the European economy.
Correct. Why is that, Roger?
Because it's owned by China.
Correct. And very well done. And after that round, you've lost $1 million.
I've lost $1 million. I thought you said well done.
Yes, well done. You've only lost $1 million. That's an extraordinary performance,
Roger. I've only lost $1 million.
Very well done.
And that's quite good, is it?
Oh, it's excellent.
Sell everything immediately.
That's classic.
It really is. You know what it reminded me of? For those who are maybe a little older, the old Bob and Ray show done by Brits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it reminded. You listen to some of the
sounded
old...
Sounded like Who's on First.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yep. But if you go, if you Google Bob and Ray, you'll find probably some audio because Clay's going to ask who are Bob and Ray.
On WOR.
They were on WOR. Yep. They started in Boston on WHDH. They were very clever. And these sorts of conversations went on all the time. Very, very good. But also, never mind having the enjoyment of listening to it, but there's a lot of food for thought in that as well. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is the Drifters version of White Christmas.
Is this from Christmas Vacation?
From Home Alone.
Oh, from Home Alone.
Yes, right, which we quickly move on away from because I think they're obnoxious movies.
Oh,
that's
great.
Just me, though.
Oh,
terrific, having people hit with paint cans.
Oh, it's great. My son watched it. My six-year-old son watched it.
Yeah,
he loved
great.
It.
Yeah. You're,
so, Dad, I have no words.
I'm sending child services to your house to have your children taken away.
Whatever, yeah. The child services person probably has the DVD that their kids watch at home.
All right, 55 after the hour. Chuck Curry in absentia today. I'll play the role of Chucker. You can check out his blog, though. There is some really good stuff. He's very creative and clever when it comes to this sort of thing. Movies, DVDs, the video world. So if you want to check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, be our guest. Go to his picture in the contributors box at DougStefan.com and connect up. Okay, we have three excerpts from a movie starring two of our, I'd say, most cherished sort of comedic actors. This is a sort of a, one of those sort of. A film topped the box office during this week in 1987. You know the film. You call us at 800-510-8255 and win the Christmas present. Here's the first clip.
Your son killed my wife, and now he wants me to kill you. Mrs. Lift. I'm going to go read the now, and I'm just glad we had this chance to talk.
I... This is increasingly obvious, I think, what the movie is as we play another clip from it. So try number two, Richie, will you?
You got a killer for me, Larry. Don't you understand? Crisscross. Crisscross. You got to do it, Larry. If you don't, I will. I swear I will. That's it. I'm going to choke her to death. Now spell power. I'll swear to God. Now I'm going to kill her. Larry.
No.
Pretty controversial.
I have it.
A movie in a manner of speaking. 800-510-8255. Jennifer, you have it?
I think so.
What year? This is no. '80s, late '80s, early
late
90s. 80s.
Yeah. Late 80s. Last clip.
I should know this.
Last I want clip. 2 soft-boiled eggs, great toast, and some of that grape jelly. Don't burn the toast. Move it, fat boy!
Oh.
That lady's voice used to scare me when I was a kid.
You know what? I think I know.
800-510-8255. Know what the movie is?
Yeah.
Help yourself right now.
I know it.
In a moment, we'll have some movie news for you here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
The economy is still struggling to recover. But the holidays are a time of hope and excitement for children across the country, including the 14 million living in poverty. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns in communities nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to America's less fortunate children. With unemployment still at all-time highs, Toys for Tots is experiencing an unprecedented rise in requests for toys. At the same time, donations are down, as many lack the extra cash to purchase a gift for a less fortunate child. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
It's not too late to put a smile on the face of a less fortunate child this Christmas morning. Donate online at www.toysfortots.org and give the gift of hope this holiday.
For more information, visit www.toysfortots.org.
All right, let's get to some movie news. Nicolas Cage, Richie.
Yeah, my
starring
favorite.
Starring in a new action thriller called Medallion, directed by Simon West, follows a former master thief who has only a few hours to find his daughter. She's been kidnapped and locked in the trunk of a taxi cab in New York, Roberta.
That sounds like fun.
Pretty heavy. Did we? Chucker went through the Golden Globe nominations. He said he didn't like any of them. All right. Michael C. Hall from Dexter and Jennifer Carpenter are no longer together. Oh, my God. Isn't that awful?
Uh-oh.
Terrible. Black Swan leads the Critics' Choice Awards. Did you notice that? Best actress up.
That's supposed to be a very disturbing but very good movie.
It sounds like it's pretty disturbing. Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie continue to make history, as it were. All right, let's see here. Rod is in Tifton, Georgia. What's the name of the movie, Rod?
Oh, Mama from the Train.
Yes, sir. Billy Crystal and Danny DeVito.